text in 654-7627. Right now we have Clemson center Ryan Linthicum joining us. He is a Paul Journey ambassador, so we're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about Saturday. Ryan, great to visit with you. Appreciate you taking a little time for us.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having me, man. Thank you.
What has been the vibe the last couple days as you guys have had a chance now to sort of watch the film and digest it and try to figure out how to move forward getting ready for Troy?
Yeah, I think the vibe has been awesome. I mean, at the end of the day, it says in Scripture, count it all as joy. So I think, you know, just really making sure we learn from Saturday and, you know, imply that to this week in Troy and just, you know, really having that win the one, win the day, win the practice, that mindset is very, very crucial. And I think if we just make sure that we learn from our mistakes from this game, it can be a special season. So.
All right, so let me ask you that. You win the practice, win the day, all that stuff. You didn't do enough to win the game Saturday. So what's it like? You're one of the leaders in the locker room. What does the initial aftermath of that game look like?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough at first. You know, but at the end of the day, just making sure everybody, you know, kind of has, you know, that mindset that, you know, seeing that in big games like that, the little things are very crucial. And just making sure that we, you know, learn and don't make those same mistakes the next week. And I think that's just a really big mindset. So,
offensively, the scoring was not there, and even like moving the ball was sort of starts and stops. How would you assess, I would say, the play of the offense overall, but then specifically offensive line, like you guys as a unit, your play?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you, like I said earlier, it's just in big games, like heavyweight fights like that, it comes down to three or four plays, and, you know, just making sure mentally, you know, we're there every play, and it can cost you. So that was the big, you know, big thing, is just making sure we're mentally honed in and just taking that next step for this week, and not, you know, doing the same mistakes again.
What's interesting about that is you guys, you are an older group, so you've been in these conversations before. Does that help when you're trying to, as an offensive line, when you're trying to take what you need to take and sort of leave some of that stuff in the past? Does that help you when you're trying to figure out exactly how to frame it and move forward?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we got a we got a veteran offense, and I think that's huge. I mean, you got to learn from it. We came in on Sunday, watched the film, learned, and then you got to put it to bed. You can't dwell on it, because then that can carry over. So I think that's a huge step that we've took since, you know, I've been here. This is my fifth year. Being able to learn from it and take constructive criticism, and then making sure that we flush it and it's on to the next week, because everything's still on the table. We just can't go undefeated. So that's the only thing really off the table at the moment.
Center Ryan Linthicum joining us here. As a leader, sometimes you got to give out some constructive criticism,
right?
Too. So what are those conversations like in here? Is it a little more positive? Is it a little more challenging of guys? Like, how do you approach that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a mixture of both. Just making sure, you know, you bring positivity to the group, you know, showing that that everything, you know, just if we, like I said earlier, if we just, the biggest thing is, you know, learning from a game like this. And, you know, there's going to be positive and constructive criticism, but just taking that and, you know, just staying as one, as a unit, and, you know, making sure we stick together. That's mainly the biggest points that we've talked about.
Dabo said, he said, you know, our best player has to play better. So you're around Cade every day. You've been around Cade for years. And one thing Dabo said today is two's going to respond. I know that.
Yeah.
What gives you confidence that he'll respond?
Oh, Cade's the best quarterback I've played with personally, and he's the best in the country. Cade, you know, started confidence in me last year when I was competing for the spot. He believed in me when a lot of people didn't. And two is going to respond. And I love Cade. He's done so much for me, and it's going to be a special season for two, and I'm so proud of him. So,
when a guy believes in you like that, now it almost feels like it's your chance to kind of lift him up a little bit. Do you feel like this is one of those things where it comes back around a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do it for each other. I mean, we do it. Blake and Tristan do it for me on the O-line. We all do it for Cade. You know, everybody kind of sometimes, you know, needs a little confidence and a little belief, because we're all human, you know. And sometimes you see in this game where you can mentally get drained out a little bit, but just making sure that you got a strong support system with your friends with your teammates and all to me and the Lord. He's a great foundation, but you know, we're going to respond, and I'm very excited for this team. And you know, Cade's a brother to me, and he's the best quarterback I play with, and I'm so proud of him. So
what's something you want to see your unit particularly do against Troy that you felt like you left on the table last week?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing where we can take the next step, you know, is just having no mental errors. I think that's a goal for us. I mean, you know, we got the best offensive line coach in the country, but he can't go out. We got to go execute. He can only show us the game plan and tell us, you know, what to look for. But at the end of the day, we're the players, and we got to execute. And I think, you know, just taking a step mentally, not having any mental errors, missing something, if we take that next step, that would be huge for us. So
let's talk a little Paul Journey before we let you run. A couple questions there. You're a Paul Journey ambassador. Obviously, that program has meant a lot to a lot of people. It means a lot to you. What does Paul Journey mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it means the world to me. We have a great staff with JD and Joel and Josh. They, you know, you kind of come in this program 18 years old, you know, not really having a foundation, and kind of really you're still a boy. And, you know, when you I say my fifth year, after being in that program, you know, learning what it takes to be a man, to be a father, to be a husband. You come in on in a wheelchair, essentially. That's what they say. You come in a wheelchair, have somebody's helping you, push you along, and then you walk out of here as a man on your own two feet. And I'm so thankful for Paul Journey. They've, you know, they challenged me, you know, to become a better leader, and I owe it all to them. They've helped me, you know, step in that role, becoming a leader on this offense, and, you know, becoming a better man, becoming a better friend, and, you know, just counting everything as joy. And they've helped me with my faith with the Lord, and I'm just so thankful for Paul Journey, and it's just going to keep getting better. They got a great staff. JD is one of a kind, man, and I'm just so thankful for them. So,
we know that. You haven't said anything truer than JD's one of a kind. When you're talking to younger players, what would you say? Like, what was your first step in the pod? Did you know, like, I just want to dive in head first to this program? What was, like, the first step that you took where you figured out, okay, this is helpful, and then you start broadening out a little bit?
Yeah, I think my story is a little, you know, different than most because, you know, I came in, I didn't play for 3 years. I was, like, rotating in, but I wasn't the starter. And so a lot of the young guys, you know, especially nowadays with social media and stuff, they see, like, if they don't play early, it's the end-all, be-all. So I think I have a different way to relate to some of the younger guys, especially offensive linemen, and, you know, just telling them that if they just put their head down and keep working, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you just can never give up because when your opportunity comes, you have to be ready. And I think that is just huge. You know, for some offensive linemen that I can relate to, because there's very few Blake Millers that come in and start day one. It's a grind, and I think, you know, kind of just teaching those young kids, you know, necessity of grinding, and whether it's football, whether it's life, nothing's going to come easy, and eventually there will be light at the end of the tunnel. And I think, you know, just creating that mindset for these young guys, because they could really be special, and, you know, just making sure that they have that workman mindset, whether it's in life, whether it's in football, and just creating that. And I think I can relate to them with that because I went through that journey as well.
One more question. You've got a criminal justice degree already.
All right.
Is that the post-football plan? You know where you're going there?
I think I'm probably going to get into coaching, you know, just because I'm a center. I know a lot about the game. And when I was coaching the flag football team, and just the joy I got, the joy I got coaching, like when we scored a touchdown, it was just like I got the chills, and I was like, whenever I'm done playing, I have to coach because this feeling is amazing. Like, this is what, like, you kind of know when you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just know when you know. And I was like, I just was like, this is, I could do this every day, and I would love it. Like, I would love it every day. So I think coaching for sure is something I'll do when I'm done playing.
Great stuff. Ryan Linthicum, appreciate you taking the time with us. Best of luck moving forward. Really appreciate it. Good luck against Troy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.